This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Joining us now with reaction from Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, Dr. Ben Carson, who's an advisor to the Trump campaign. Welcome, Dr. Carson. But so I had the Trump campaign senior economic advisor on The Factor last night. By the way, I love your economic policy layout. But somehow today we end up talking about the Second Amendment comment that Mr. Trump made. Aren't we trying to go in a new direction?
Well, you know, the left and Donald Trump's opposition can only win if they can constantly make him the issue. So, of course, this is just the beginning. They're going to pick apart every possible thing that he says and try to get off the topic because they don't have a reasonable economic plan. They don't have a reasonable plan for dealing with radical Islamic terrorism or failing schools or a whole host of other things. So why wouldn't they want to talk about Donald Trump? Believe me, they will continue to do this.
Right. And so we talked about some polls, the polling numbers. You know, they have slipped over the last couple of weeks. But again, polls are a snapshot in time. They tell you where we are now. They don't tell us where we will be next week,
not
next
at
month.
All.
12 days ago, he was winning. But the point is, this economic plan, the Wall Street Journal liked it. A lot of conservatives like that economic plan. Why? How do we get off? How does he get off? How do you get off message today?
Well, you know, it's incredibly difficult when people are peppering you with these questions. Now, you know, yesterday in Detroit, you had 14 episodes of disruptors hoping that he would say something about them so that could be the story for the next week or two. He didn't bite on that. So today they seize on this thing, you know, which is completely ridiculous. If you want to know what he meant by the comment, why not ask him? Why is it that everybody else is an expert on what he means, but he can't have a say on it? That doesn't make any sense. It smacks of people who are desperately looking for a way to divert attention away from the important areas.
Well, that seems to be Donald Trump's challenge, doesn't it, Scott? I mean, who is going to interpret Donald Trump? Is he the one to do it, or is he going to allow somebody else to have a bigger voice on this? And a combination of things in the past, politically, is what comes into play and consideration in much the same way that Ted Cruz was able to politically maneuver one Donald Trump, and I think due in large part because of his lack of experience of the political playing field. But, you know, we keep saying that, and it just keeps on happening. Hillary and her minions they've been doing this a long time. I mean, they probably have forgotten more than Donald Trump will ever learn at this point when it comes to the game of politics. And
well,
one of the things,
the truth, because you don't forget the truth.
Yeah, well, but the fact of the matter is the people do. They're forgetting the truth. I mean, they're allowing a candidate who, you know, as people have said yesterday, that she lies about lying. She's a viable candidate right now. I mean, and it's astounding. So, you know, it seems that the truth is irrelevant.
I don't think that they forget the truth. I think that we're easily distracted. His comment on the Second Amendment, people, yeah, you could twist it and mean that he wants somebody to shoot her. But it was really no different than a few weeks ago when President Obama had a speech about racial relations and basically called for a race war.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you can take the things they say and twist them. Otherwise, you could realize that the Second Amendment group is a pretty large group of people that could have a lot of say in what happens in this election.
But the fact of the matter is you've got the mainstream media, the political public relations arm for the Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton, defining Trump, and any time they can grab a minute piece of a statement and turn it into something that is going to be in the favor of one Hillary Clinton. Again, it's obvious. It's just the name of the game. I mean, you know, people can complain about it and say, look, they're lying, they're misrepresenting things. But, you know, there's still people out there, Scott, they're buying into this. I mean, they believe in the lies that she's lying about. So what can you do about it? But it's important for him to find that voice that breaks through.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, committed and coming alongside of you to do everything we can to get this country back on track. And above all, I'm firmly convinced that it begins with the truth. This is why, you know, we continue to be so insulted, you know, by the lies that are being thrust out there, the misrepresentation, the obfuscation, and the support of the mainstream media that continues to run interference for the Democratic Party and one Hillary Clinton to keep us further away from the facts and the truth, and keeps us off, you know, off the wrong, off the track that we need to be on, let's say, okay, when 7 out of 10 of us agree that we are on the wrong track. And to this point, Ethics Watchdog is slamming Hillary Clinton for the corrupt Clinton Foundation practices. Now, this is a bit novel, sadly, because this would be, you know, if it happened in the Republican Party, it would be all over the mainstream media. They would be covering this big time. And, of course, the whole expose that Peter Schweizer has given us, not only in hardback, paperback, and now in the movie, it's just one scandal after another, and could you think that the mainstream media would even consider picking up on one or two of those? Oh, no, you're shocked. Well, Matt Whitaker is with us, former U.S. attorney, president of the Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust, and exposes campaign finance and ethics issues, and the Clinton Foundation, let's put it in neon lights and as big as we can make it, Matt. It is one humongous scandal that just keeps on giving, isn't it?
It is, and, you know, in addition to sort of cheering on my home country, you know, over the last several days,
right.
You know, I've been following this, pretty closely and, you know, kind of as, you know, I woke up this morning, read the news, and I see where, you know, more emails have been released, and lo and behold, there's somebody else that's a Clinton donor trying to get favors, out of the State Department. So, I mean, this is a pattern, that we should expect will continue to play out as we head into the fall. But, you know, let's remember that Jim Comey, when he stood in front of the Congress Oversight Committee, pretty much confirmed in my mind that they continue to investigate the corruption at the Clinton Foundation as it related to the State Department from 2009 to 2013. So I don't, you know, while the, you know, kind of the mainstream media, as you point out, and the Clinton media machine continues to try to make this go away. I think this is going to be a serious Achilles heel as we head into the, you know, the fall and the sort of final stretch of this season.
Matt, if you were James Comey and you knew an issue like this as hot as it was, and as it is, why would you not be a part of the meeting, you know, the final meeting before the announcement with Hillary Clinton, number one? Number two, why would you not have a direct conversation with every one of the FBI agents, the investigators that were there at that meeting, and ask for their consensus?
Well, I mean, I think there's a couple explanations. You know, first of all, FBI directors don't interview witnesses. It's that simple. And if you remember when it first came out that Hillary Clinton was going to be interviewed, and it was sort of this sort of, it went on for months that she was going to be interviewed, there was some suggestion that Comey was going to sit across the table and interview her. I thought that was a terrible idea. Well, I believe Jim Comey has those skills. I don't think he's probably practiced witness interviewing in a long time, and it is a skill and an art that that you need to do on a regular basis. And I think the second thing is, you know, FBI and a lot of those government agencies, especially on the law enforcement side, are semi-militaristic. There's a chain of command. There are certain roles that people fill, and, you know, kind of no matter who the subject of the investigation is, you just follow certain protocols. So, I mean, it doesn't surprise me that he wasn't in the room during the interview. What does surprise me is that he didn't talk to the entire team and kind of have an all-hands-on-deck meeting and hear everybody out.
Well, and especially, you know, when you hear him, you know, take you step by step through the process after one, you know, offense after another, and then all of a sudden it comes to a conclusion and he makes a hard left on us. And you go, wait a minute, what did I miss here along the way?
Right.
You know, whether it was the emails, whether it was the suggestion that it wasn't altogether truthful, and I think he used another word to basically say she was lying without saying she was, you know, lying specifically, and even in terms of how she handled it and mishandled the information, it was gross. There was gross mishandling, and I mean, we're talking a Secretary of State. We're not talking about some underling here. We're talking about somebody who's had, what, 30, 40 years of experience, and, you know, these kind of terms are being presented about the handling of, you know, of top-secret information. Grossly irresponsible is, to me, it's kind of shy. I don't know how you end up with the conclusion that he does.
And the interesting thing to me, again, is if you look at it through the lens that there continues to be this corruption investigation as it relates to the Clinton Foundation together with the State Department from 2009 to 2013, I can imagine a day in the not too distant future where Mr. Comey, with all his credibility he's built up now, especially on the left, but on the right as well, is the arbiter of kind of, you know, really judge, jury, and executioner, where he stands up and gives a similar presentation but with a different conclusion. And that's going to be a very interesting day because, I mean, he has, you know, sort of everybody has agreed that he's the guy that gets to decide. I mean, you know, the AG deferred to him and, you know, really the whole country deferred to him and his analysis, legal and factual analysis. And so I think it's going to be very interesting if and when he stands up again and the kind of trick box that he's got everybody in now.
Was it plausible to accept his statement that he had no interference, no conversation whatsoever, you know, from the president or Attorney General Lynch?
Yeah, I would be surprised. I mean, you know, on paper, Attorney General Lynch is his boss. I mean, he has a 10-year term, and he really can't be fired. And so, but he does report to the AG. The FBI is nominally part of the Department of Justice. And so I would be surprised if he had not had a conversation. But, you know, in today's, you know, political environment, you have to listen very carefully to the words and never assume anything that isn't specifically said. So there's no, you know, what if his deputy talked to her deputy? Then, yes, he never talked to her. I mean, there's those kind of things that sort of we take these people sort of in the inference a little too far when it comes to kind of what they said and then what we believe that means. I mean, I think the Attorney General knew exactly what he was going to do with being regularly briefed. And he may not have been general to general, but certainly there were conversations going across the transom between the two.
And let's not even talk about a meeting on a tarmac out in Arizona, right? Bill Martinez with Matt Whitaker. We're talking more with Matt Whitaker after the break. Stay with us, America.
I had what many would call the Cadillac of insurance plans with my company. It covered everything, and that's what got us started thinking, well, what is everything? Are we indirectly paying for people to use services that we don't believe in or want to be a part of? And MediShare was the perfect answer for that.
I felt such relief switching over to MediShare. I wasn't paying for anything that I didn't believe in. I was actually able to stand up for what I believe in, and I was able to put my money where my faith is.
We're part of this great program, and it really costs us less than insurance.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 855-BIBLE-11. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
This is Dan Billa. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck, getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night.
CanvasLive.com.
Heck, if you're online or any one of the 280 plus affiliates we have across this great country of ours and around the world via shortwave, Bill Martinez live coming at you with Matt Whitaker, former U.S. State President of the Foundation of Responsibility and Civic Trust, a fact that exposes finance and ethics issues. With Matt Whitaker, the U.S. was reported that pharmaceutical companies had contracts for State Department work also donated to the Foundation. What does that tell you?
Yeah, well, the Clinton Foundation sort of was open for business during the entire time that Secretary Clinton was doing her job as Secretary of State. And, you know, what we've seen is, and what, you know, kind of most recently we in fact have been complaining about is this, these contracts, to provide, services, pharmaceutical services and drug, you know, in prescription drugs, you know, through a program at the State Department. You know, when they were, those contracts were, up for, bid again or, you know, open for negotiation, you see these pharmaceutical companies, donating, to the Clinton Foundation. And, it appeared, you know, sort of the timing again is always suspect in these situations, but, you know, this looks like another pay to play, kind of you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, situation that, we should come to expect not only from the Clintons, but, you know, ultimately from a Clinton White House if the Clinton Foundation is allowed to continue to be open for business while, you know, if and when she's president.
Well, Matt, you know, she said that she was dead broke, her and her husband, at the end of his administration. But we're not hearing anything about how much wealth she's accumulated while she's Secretary of State and the Clinton Foundation.
Well, and, you know, Bill, that's kind of one of the most interesting things is kind of how they're using this 501c3 that was, you know, set up really for to create the Clinton Presidential Library and has metastasized into the sort of this charity that does work all over the country, has over $2 billion in donations that it's received, and, you know, has served as really a lifestyle enhancer for Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea. It, you know, flies them around the world. It provides, you know, sort of expense reimbursement. And, you know, I think most frighteningly for me is it's done two things in aid of Hillary Clinton's political career. One is the housing of political talent, where people from her Senate or her first presidential campaign or the State Department were able to flow in and out and receive good-paying jobs while they sat on the bench waiting for the next political campaign. And the second thing is something I think we talked about before, and that is that, you know, sort of when her first presidential campaign was in debt, lo and behold, the Clinton Foundation was willing to pay $400,000 or more for her email list of all her first presidential campaign donors and contacts. So, you know, kind of bailed her presidential campaign
exactly
out of debt.
Well, and the thing is, even in her own words, Matt, she says, follow the money. Well, Peter Schweizer followed the money. And the thing that also concerns me, I know it does you as a former U.S. attorney and an organization that you're the president of that is exposing campaign finance and ethics issues, is you see this as just the tip of the iceberg. And it's quite a tip of the iceberg, not only for Hillary Clinton, but it makes you wonder if it's happening with the Clinton Foundation, how many other similar foundations are out there that are doing the same thing, and maybe they're kind of trying to, you know, stay out of the limelight and keep their head down because, you know, after all, Schweitzer's got, he's got a big fish on the line here.
Yeah, and the thing that sort of should be very clear is Corrine Brown, who was a member of Congress, was just indicted for, you know, essentially a similar pattern and practice, a little maybe more overt and a little less precisely lawyered. But, I mean, you know, this is something that others have been in trouble from, where you're a public servant, you set up a private charity on the side, and then you funnel kind of what would be otherwise restricted political donations through your foundation. And, you know, that's the, I think that's the, you know, other point that I want to make today is that, Clinton Foundation ended up being essentially a place where people that would otherwise be prohibited from donating to her campaign, whether because of the amount of the donation, because donations have been restricted, individual donations at $2,700 for this election campaign, or foreign donations, which are prohibited to give to political campaigns, are going around her political campaign and just donating and currying favor, because listen, that's what political donations are all about, is access and favorite, you know, being, you know, sort of on the team so that when the time comes, they can help you out in their office. And that's, you know, the foundation is used to sort of accept otherwise prohibited donations because of its 501c3 status.
You know, is, in a way, is it amount is a form of, you know, like, you know, cleansing the money and, you know, and kind of purifying it away, you know, and using, Clinton Foundation as a filter?
Yeah, it would be kind of a money laundering scheme is what, you know, as a former prosecutor, the term I would use, you know, a way to take otherwise illegal money and make it legal. And this is the thing. The other thing that people, I think your listeners know, but it needs to be said, is the Clinton Foundation is not doing any unique work. There are others in the charity space that are doing what the Clinton Foundation does, and they're doing it better. So the whole purpose of the Clinton Foundation is to be sort of a not as good as other legitimate charities at doing kind of the charity work, but to, you know, sort of line the pockets and provide the lifestyle for Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea Clinton.
Yeah, and if you think not, just go go to the Clinton Foundation offices, and just outside you've got demonstrators from Haiti saying, "Where's the money?" Right?
You know, and that, you know, Haiti, I think, is a place that is going to give her a lot of headaches as we head forward into this presidential election. I think that their work down there and the connections they made, I think, needs to be very much looked at. And I don't think that the good that they intended kind of after the earthquake ever really happened. And again, I point out that there are others that are doing the work. They're doing it more efficiently, and they're having results. And the Clinton Foundation, I just don't think, has had the type of results you would expect for the kind of money that flowed through it.
Well, and according to accountability services that check on charities and checking to see how much money donated money actually goes to the service and how much is used up in administrative costs, usually you try to find, I mean, anywhere from 10 to 25%. I think even the Red Cross is somewhere maybe about 25%, if I remember correctly. But for them, it's so low that the organization says we can't even really certify them as a charity foundation because so little actually goes to fund what it is that they're promoting. It's, at this point, it seems like most of the money, it's the other way around. It's like 90% is going to the Clinton Foundation, maybe 10% to the charitable cause. That's a bit upside down in that charitable model.
Well, and what is those? What are those administrative costs? I mean, it's these political types that are being housed there to, you know, kind of pay their lifestyles in between elections and make sure that they're ready to go for the next election. And they're the Clinton family's expenses, whether it's travel, whether it's housing or, you know, or other expenses that they're running through that foundation.
Well, Matt, this is a bit disturbing to say the least, that we have a serious, well, we've got a political candidate, the nominee of the Democratic Party, with all this scandal in this cloud, you know, hanging over her. You know, this this is tough for me as a voter. How about you?
You know, I mean, running a nonprofit ethics accountability watchdog group, I can't really talk about sort of the election and the vote. But I mean, Americans should be concerned about this pattern of practice.
Exactly.
And the
well, Matt
the
Whitaker, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us, Matt Whitaker. I'm Bill Martinez live.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Pete Don, attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Martinezlive.com. America, it is the one and only Bill Martinez here with you. Good to have you along with us for the ride. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You want to drop me an email. It's always good to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Much to talk about in terms of this information that is flying around. It's been said that in an age, the information age in which we live in, we seem to have so much information, but really know so little. And that's part of the opportunity that we have here in this country, is to be able to discern, you know, the truth from a lie and the deception and counter information that's out there. It's absolutely vital if we have a desire and a true desire to get this country back on track and to untangle this mess. I mean, part of the reason I believe that we're in the chaos that we're in is because of the deception and the disconnect that we have with the truth. With us right now, to this point, is Dr. Carol Swain. You heard that name, and you go, where do I know that name from? Well, of course, if you saw Hillary's America, you know the name. Dr. Carol Swain was featured in a segment of the movie Hillary's America that was quite profound, and her expertise and knowledge of many of these topics and issues that concern America today, she articulated, and she is a professor of political science and professor of law at Vanderbilt University Law School. Carol Swain, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, and it's a pleasure to be back on your show.
Well, always good to have you here with us, Carol, and to help us filter out, you know, the balance of information that we have here in discerning, because this is absolutely key, I believe, for the future of America, and if we want to get this country back on track, is to discern
the truth from a lie, and there's lots of lies flying out there right now.
I know, and, you know, there was a book a few years ago that was published by Andy Andrews,
yes.
How Do You Kill 11
Kill 11 Million People. Exactly.
And it's by telling them a lie, and people are so willing to believe, you know, whatever is spoken from an authority figure. And so it really matters in this election for people to react when they find out that their politicians or their government is lying to them, especially repeatedly.
Well, you mentioned in this latest release here, Dr. Swain, about President Obama's goal of admitting some 10,000 Syrian refugees. And even then, I think if you ask America their perception of the refugees that were coming across, they may understand barely that the vetting process is questionable at best. The other thing that I think that they would be... Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, the other thing is that I think people would be surprised to realize that the Syrian refugees, the ones that they have a lot more compassion for, are the ones that are being persecuted. But the ones that are being sent over aren't the targeted, persecuted groups. Isn't that right?
That's been part of President Obama's policy towards the Middle East and immigration since he took office. And it was only, you know, this past spring that we were able to get Christians in the Middle East recognized as victims of genocide. And you may recall that when the president was first elected, he said that we're no longer a Christian nation, and he talked about we're also a Jewish nation, a Muslim nation, a Hindu nation, a nation of non-believers. But he went on to say if he actually took the number of Muslim Americans, we'd be one of the largest Muslim countries in the world. And PolitiFact gave him the Pants on Fire Liar Award for that.
Mm-hmm.
And, I contend that he's done everything in his power since being elected to make that false statement a true statement.
Well, it also would seem that somehow he's taken it upon himself to somehow be the king of social justice on a global scale. Whatever he... Go ahead.
I'm sorry. If he were trying to be the king of social justice, then he would be stepping up and speaking out when Christians and Jews are persecuted and killed and beheaded and all the horrible, creative ways that ISIS and other radical Muslims have found to kill Christians.
Yeah, exactly. And you question, I know some people in their mind, they're fixed. I mean, if you were to, you know, survey and run a poll on this, you'd have a large number of Americans who say, well, that's because he's a Muslim. And I said, well, it's irrelevant to me whether he's a Muslim or not. Clearly, he has Muslim sympathies, and he holds to a Muslim worldview. He's made that clear in speeches and the way he has supported, the Muslim cause. And you mention in your response here is all you have to do is not only look at the president himself, the fruit of the decisions that he has made, the policies that he's affected, but also the people that are in his tight-knit group there in the White House, right?
Not just in the White House, but also in our national security agencies. And people pretend that it doesn't matter, but it does matter where you were born and where you spent your formative years. I'm not getting into the birth situation, but we know that President Obama, as well as Ted Cruz, you know, that they spent their early years in another country. And I believe that the framers of the Constitution realized how important it was to have roots in the nation, deep roots in the nation. And I think that where you begin those formative years affects everything else. And so if you spend your early years in a foreign country going to school with Muslims, of course you're going to have sympathies there. Mm-hmm. And if you're raised by a transgender nanny, as he was, well documented, it's not anything that's hidden, of course you're going to have greater sympathies for people that are struggling with that.
Yes. Well, you know, and the thing is, if we can go a little sidebar here regarding the birth certificate, I've said that, okay, it wasn't like Ted Cruz or Donald Trump presented the birth certificate. He was the one that presented the faulty birth certificate, right?
Well, I mean, no one liberal would ever mention, would ever acknowledge that there was anything suspicious about the birth certificate, so I don't even want to go there. It's a battle that was lost. But I do believe that we need a president that were born and raised in America, where they grew up here. That we don't need, you know, people, you know, that are naturalized citizens or ones that were born in other, that grew up in other nations during their formative years. It's one thing, you know, to travel. That's great to be well traveled, but it does matter where you spend your formative years.
And the people that spoke into your lives, whether it's a Frank Davis Marshall, an avowed a communist and Marxist, or a Jeremiah Wright, when you hear, you know, the sermons and you know, what he perceived in terms of black social justice, you know, President Obama was around him for over 20 years, and Jeremiah Wright married Michelle and Barack Obama. So clearly they had close ties that have since been kind of, you know, stepped back a little bit since that initial exposure.
Well, I know when I think about myself, you know, when I was in my formative years, you school kids, you know, they were taught to believe in the American dream.
Mm-hmm.
And there was just so much emphasis on our country and how great it was and how special we were and our obligation to the world. And I'm sure that it affected me and my patriotism and my belief that I could make it in America even though I come from poor roots. Mm-hmm. And that was something that was inculcated in grade school.
Well, it's kind of amazing that America finds itself today, Dr. Swain, talking about Sharia law, female genital mutilation, Islamic terrorism, and we talk about it here as not an existential threat. We talk about it even as a domestic threat today is what we're dealing with. Dr. Carol Swain has been our guest. Thank you so much, Dr. Swain. This is Bill Martinez live at 18 before the top of the hour.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
How long were you a slave?
5 years.
What is your name?
Benna.
On August 19th, my family was betrayed by my own brother.
On the road to revenge,
I won't let him go unpunished.
One man was shown the path.
There is a way.
Defeat your brother in the arena and free us all.
To redemption.
People would follow you. I would follow you.
You should have killed me.
I will.
No! No! We have to fight now, brother!
Ben-Hur, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters, Real D3D and IMAX 3D, August 19th.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Times 5 premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hello, mercy, I have been searching for you lately.
Bill Martinez.
Can you hold me together? Can your love reach down this far? Can you hold me together? Cause without you holding my heart, I'm falling.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Yes, for more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You want to drop me an email? Always good to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. It is time for the one and only James Hurston, New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing well. Great to be with you.
Hey, always good to have you with us. Hey, what is going on with Hollywood and celebrities being blacklisted by their own? I thought they got over that after McCarthy and all the blacklisting going on. I thought that was something that they just just didn't do. But now it's like no holds barred. This political season is even bringing up some old bad habits, even if it does make them a bunch of hypocrites, right?
Yeah, well, everything is exaggerated this season. You know, they're talking about that the playbook for politics is out the window. Certainly the press coverage is more biased and more filled with fiction than we've ever seen. And so consequently, the way people are treated in Hollywood has been exaggerated as well. I mean, there's, you know, when we talk about the blacklist, that's a term that sort of haunts Hollywood from the 1950s, when the House Un-American Activities Committee worked together with studio executives to essentially say that actors and directors and screenwriters particularly couldn't work if they were either members of the Communist Party in the United States or had sympathy with the Communist Party. And the blacklist was not explicit. It wasn't even really verifiable except by anecdotally, you know, talking to people. But that's exactly what happens in Hollywood when people disobey the belief system that is imposed upon them. And so it happened recently with Antonio Sabato Jr. Started out as a model, male model. He's done a lot of films, television. More recently did some reality shows, did soap operas. He was on General Hospital and The Bold and Bold The Beautiful.
Right.
So he's a good-looking guy. So he fits
Dancing with the Stars, too, huh? Didn't he? He danced with the Stars, didn't he?
He was on Dancing with the Stars and Wife Swap. And so, you know, he and Scott Baio, Willie Robertson spoke at the Republican National Convention, and he came out and said that since he took his stand at the Republican convention on behalf of their nominee, Donald Trump, that he has been blacklisted, that he has had, and what he said were directors who that he's worked with in the past had told him, we are no longer going to work with you. And the late Ron Silver talked about that before he died, the actor that had this great conversion after 9/11, and he said his phone stopped ringing. And there's just a lot of people that I've heard that from. It's an uphill climb if you let people be known that you're a serious Christian or you're a conservative. That's why Charlton Heston used the term closet conservative. Or worse yet, you're a Trump supporter. Then it's like it's out the window. And so Antonio Sabato's come forward just recently, and so did Stacey Dash, this right-of-center political commentator. She's an actress. We know her from Clueless.
Yes.
But she wrote a book. Her title says everything. It says, "There Goes My Social Life, From Clueless to Conservative." And that's the thing. Hollywood's a networking community. Your social life's important. When they say you're a pariah, it hurts your career. But we're not just seeing this happen from the left. It was striking to me that Amanda Carpenter, who is part of the Never Trumper people, but she's ostensibly a conservative. She's a CNN commentator. She put together a list of people who were endorsing and supporting Donald Trump, and she urged people not to support them, not to endorse them, not to give them money. And she said herself, call it whatever you want, call it a blacklist.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have these people held accountable. And so we got blacklists coming from both sides on the poor, beleaguered base of the Republican Party that is searching for an outsider to counter the corruption that they've witnessed in the establishment.
Yeah, there's so many blacklists going around. You know, think about it, James. You know, the Never Trumpers. You got this deal here with celebrities. If you're a Christian, you're on a blacklist. If you don't support climate change, you're blacklisted. If you don't agree with the Democrats on the Beltway, you know, you're outside looking in. You don't get invited to the reindeer games. You're not at the cocktail parties. I mean, this is how divisive this country has become. And, you know, and people wonder why. Unity is a lot of conversation this day, but we're so disunified. And I think one of the big issues is because the Democrats have been very effective in one part in hyphenating America. We got so many hyphenations going on. It's like, how are we going to ever get together?
No, I mean, one of the kind of hopeful thoughts that so many people, particularly African-Americans, felt when Obama first took office is that he would be more like the Obama that made the speech at his first Democratic National Convention talking about, you know, you're not a hyphenated American, you're not a Republican American, Democrat American, we're all Americans, we're all in the same boat. He was going to bring people together. And instead, we are the most polarized, the most divided that we've ever been. And It you can see it on the social media. If somebody posts on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or Snapchat something political, the trolls from the other side are so utterly hostile to the point where they've intimidated people. Mm-hmm. And we see it on the college campuses with these so-called safe zones where they just don't want certain ideas expressed.
Yes.
On a university campus. It's political correctness gone to the level of an Orwellian approach that interferes with the fundamental liberties that always have made up the fabric of America. So it's part of the reason that Donald Trump has been refreshing. Mm-hmm. is because the guy speaks his mind. and he speaks his mind spontaneously without regard for his handlers. And, of course, they've used that as a weapon against him of late, but it's part of the reason that he has the support and he's still in a position to win it.
You know, it's kind of interesting because President Obama himself said that, you know, we're talking at one another and we're not talking with one another. And one of the key issues in being able to have a conversation with another person is that there's some agreement on the reality of what it is that you're talking about. I mean, if somebody looks at something and says it's a Cadillac and another says it's a ketchup bottle, and this is how, you know, diverse this deal is, you know, the fundamentals of conversation are not going to take place. People are going to feel like they're invalidated and they're useless. And so this is what's happening in our country. And you've got somebody with a big megaphone who's now coming out going, hey, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, you're right. It's not a Cadillac. It's a ketchup bottle. And you go, yeah. You know what? I thought all along it was a ketchup bottle, but I almost convinced myself it was a ketchup bottle when it's a Cadillac. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, debate and discussion has to be based on reason. And if you have people out there contending, and we put it, the ketchup bottle and the Cadillac are good metaphor, for $400 million in foreign currency being delivered on an unmarked boat in secret at the same time as hostages are released, and we have these government officials telling us it's not a ketchup bottle, it is not a ransom, it's not a ransom, it's not a ransom, they say over and over again, when anyone with common sense knows it's a ransom.
Right.
And unfortunately, we have a corrupt press that repeats this stuff and actually advocates it. They are out there writing these contorted articles claiming that, well, no, the $400 million was really a settlement of a dispute from the 1970s, which is so ludicrous. It just defies any kind of logic, any kind of rational, sane thinking. But we see that also with the lies about her lies and the short-circuiting and all this other strange, euphemistic jargon that we hear from Hillary Clinton when we actually heard the testimony of James Comey being interrogated by Trey Gowdy. When James Comey, on I think it was about five different subjects, said yes, Hillary Clinton spoke untruths, a.k.a. a lie.
Exactly.
So,
right.
You know, the sense of decency in political discussion has been jettisoned. It's gone. And what we have is a press and a group of rabid supporters who want to disregard reality, and they've embraced the idea that a ketchup bottle is a Cadillac, or, you know, when the Cadillac just drove away.
Exactly. Well, it's such an obliteration of our First Amendment rights. This is what our founding fathers, I mean, that this, of all amendments that could have been number one, that, you know, freedom of speech, number one amendment, and it has been totally obliterated. Also subtly here, James, I mean, because you don't quite look at it in terms of the Constitution, but this is exactly what they've done, and I got to imagine our founding fathers are turning like on a fire spit in their graves. James Hersin, New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, as always, great to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live.
Well, thank you, Bill. Have a wonderful day.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
ever feel